Melnick in the Afternoon with Mitch Melnick. Cerebral Sports Talk, TSN 690.
You know, Todd McClellan, after the second game against Team Europe, mentioned about, he goes, we can't play like that. The number of scoring chances that they gave up against Team Europe, well, guess what? The players on those other teams are way better, and they're going to take full advantage of it. So, you know, you go through it, and like I said, I love the speed, I love the enthusiasm, and we know that they're highly skilled, but I don't see them as any type of favorite in any way, shape, or form.
That is Craig Button, scouting director of TSN. TSN's director of scouting is the accurate title that Craig Button holds. And he was with us about an hour ago on Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Everybody's jaws dropping about Team North America. They're playing today, this final tune-up game. And I think they just scored? No. What's going on?
It's 1-0 for the Czech Republic over Team North America. Team North America is dominating in terms of shots. I think they just put up, I think it's 24-10 in shots, and they've been dominating possession as well. But the Czech Republic have that 1-0 lead.
And go ahead.
Yeah, it was a power play goal. And every time I've watched the Czech Republic, just in the pre-tournament games, maybe he has something to prove, but Voracek is so noticeable.
Energized by the Bruce Springsteen in the pit moment. We have normally at this time, of course, Pierre McGuire with us. Pierre is attending a family golf outing, and for the next couple of days, he'll join us a little after 6. So Gordon Miller, who is normally after 6, has graciously agreed to trade places with his old partner and still partner on NBC Hockey coming up this season as well. How you doing, Gord?
Do I have to say crazy things?
Do you have to say crazy things? Yeah.
For Pierre. Do I have to say crazy stuff?
Is Pierre crazy? How crazy is Pierre?
He walks the line. He straddles the line.
Okay, let me see. Let's see if I can get something from yesterday. One of the things we talked about was, I don't know if we have it in here. Oh, Ovechkin not liking the playoff format, right? I asked Pierre about it.
I don't like the way it's set up. I think it should be a straight seeding. Points won in the regular season, not just in your division or in your conference.
All right, he went on and on with that. And the reason I bring it up, of course, and there's some merit to that when it used to be one versus eight. But, man, the first round is something special when we see it these days. And if you're going to complain about the playoff format, maybe you can get to the final before you complain about it?
Yeah, you know, I guess if you want to look at it from a strictly sort of logical perspective, it doesn't make sense that there's an imbalance of teams, so it's easier to make the playoffs in one conference than it is in the other. But I do think, and this is, here's part of the problem, Mitch, is that the NHL is such a gate-driven sport. Let's be honest. If you want a rivalry for the Montreal Canadiens, play someone in the playoffs. What's lit up the Montreal-Ottawa thing? The playoff series the two playoff series in 3 years, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, is there any doubt that Montreal-Ottawa is a better rivalry than it was?
It's better than Montreal-Toronto.
Sure. And so promoting divisional rivalries, when you play your divisional rivals more and are more likely to play in the playoffs, seems to make sense. But there is an argument to be made. It's not fair when a team with more points misses the playoffs than another team in the same conference.
So what do you do about it?
Well, there's no perfect system. There's no ideal system. I mean, there was a time in the early 80s, and you remember when Edmonton played Montreal, when it was just 1-16. But the travel was so onerous. And I think that's the other factor here, too, is that even though you do get, you know, the possibility of sort of wild card teams making the travel harder, all those years Detroit had to go to Anaheim and San Jose in the first and second round is so grueling.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have been in the West. That's because they
shouldn't have been in the. They shouldn't be in the West. But the fact is, Chicago's still in the West, and Chicago would still face the same thing.
There are people listening. Right? There are people listening right now, Gord, who don't remember 1-16.
It wasn't long. It was. I want to say it was 3 years. It was like the 1980-81.
Yeah, that's when. Playoff. Isn't that was when Richard Sevigny infamously said, they have Gretzky, we have LaFleur. LaFleur's going to put Gretzky in his back pocket. Andy Moog became a household name, and the Oilers won in 3 straight games.
Yeah. So, and I remember Philadelphia played, I think, Los Angeles that year in the playoffs. one of those years, I mean, that's too much, right? You, one versus 16, the travel's too much.
Right.
And you do want to promote those divisional rivalries, but there's a terrible imbalance in the National Hockey League, Mitch, between East and West. And the fact is, most of the Eastern owners could care less if the Western teams ever came to their city. Because for every Chicago they get a ton of Nashville, Dallas, you know, teams they don't care about, Minnesota. Whereas in the West, they want Boston and Philly and New York and Montreal and all those Eastern sort of established teams. So you always have that push-pull between the Eastern owners and the Western owners.
But, okay, you're talking owners, not fans, right? Because as fans, well, you want to see, you want to have an opportunity to see the greatest players in the right. National Hockey League at least once a year.
And Mitch, I said that for years when the NHL had the imbalanced schedule so bad that teams weren't playing every year, you know, in every city. Every NHL team should visit every other NHL city at least once. That should be the baseline. So if you're a season ticket holder in Montreal, you will see all of the other 29 teams in the league at least once. That's got to be a baseline. And then work it out from there. And it wasn't like that, right? I mean, for 4 years, it wasn't like that.
So, Gord, with the system that they have schedule-wise and even playoff-wise, they keep changing it because they're trying to find the perfect middle ground. Do you see that the NHL is content right now, that nothing's going to change for a long time?
I would never say that about the National Hockey League because no one tinkers like they do. I think they've settled on this system. I think ideally what they'd like to see is you've got Vegas coming, add one more team to the West somehow. If you get to 32, make sure that team's in the West and so completely balance it.
I don't get it.
There's the scout director, Craig Button. An hour ago, we're with Gord Miller, Pierre Maguire after 6 on Melnick in the afternoon.
Craig Button, by
yeah,
the way,
yes, right? Yes, we've made that clear several times. That's why he keeps coming on with us. He's got family.
Is that it? Why? Then why am I on with you?
Because you say crazy things.
Crazy stuff. Just
yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Who's the 15th best defenseman in the NHL? 15th.
I am.
You are. Okay. You're moving up. You're moving up the Button chart. You're moving
up
the NHL chart.
I'm sorry. Not the 1,015th best defenseman. Actually, I wouldn't even make the 1,015th.
Yeah, you certainly don't make Scott Cullen's list of top 300 projected scorers upcoming in the National Hockey League this season.
No, I don't.
So what about the Team North America? He did kind of surprise some people when he said that team is not going to win a game in the round-robin portion of the tournament.
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, first of all, I'm going to say this right now, and I'm not saying this because we don't have the rights, because I said this before the rights were awarded.
This is a preemptive strike.
like you always say, with due respect and then carve someone.
Exactly.
But when Connor McDavid scores against Canada, that's going to reveal the farcical nature of this tournament. Like, honestly, Team North America against Team Europe, what anthem do they play at the end of that game?
Well, actually, there is no anthem for Europe, right? That we know that for a fact. There won't be an anthem.
So it's silence?
Yeah. Everyone's saying.
But two for North America.
Kraftwerk song.
They can't even protest anything.
I would just say, I think, you know, look, Murray's a good goaltender. In a single elimination game, anything can happen. I think North America can win games. I think those kids can win games. But the fact that team even exists is an affront to international hockey. And I say this honestly. I mean, I may have called as many international hockey games as anyone on the planet. And as Marco Sturm said at the World Championship, how can you call this international hockey when two of the teams aren't nations?
I should point out, for those who may not be aware, that Gord is actually in the International Hockey Hall of Fame.
Well,
you know, I just thought I'd throw that out. That adds a little more weight to your opinion.
I appreciate that. This whole thing to me smacks of expedience and more than a little greed.
Well, now you're back
And if anyone thinks this is going to replace the Olympics, I can't see it in the minds of fans at the very least. Now, there's a compelling case to be made from an owner's point of view. They get all the money from this. They get none of the money from the Olympics and all the money from this. But this is not the Olympics. It's not the Olympic stage. It's not countries. It's not. It's nothing. It's not. it'll be fun, but I don't think in anyone's mind this will replace NHL players being in the Olympics.
See, Gord, I look at it differently. I think this is better than the Olympics. It's not an Olympic medal, and who knows what the trophy looks like, or because it's been so long since they've had it.
A vase.
Now, I understand
it looks like
that.
A vase.
But it's there's never been a tournament with this much talent. You're not the prelim games at the Olympics. Watching Canada beat a team 7-2 is no fun. Canada might go
0-3. Like the Latvia Canada game in Sochi?
No, thank you.
2-1.
I think you get better hockey players and you'll get better hockey out of this tournament. Now, an Olympic medal means more. I agree with that.
I'll say this, though. The fundamental point of international hockey is you play for your country, not against it.
But I'm okay with this being a gimmick. I'm okay with this being
okay. But let me
hockey players playing in a tournament.
Let me jump in for Gallo, who's been trying to make the point somewhat successfully, as we see another guy, Tyler Seguin, get knocked out of the tournament with an ankle injury.
Oh, and by the way, just now we saw Roman Polak smash Connor McDavid's head into the boards from behind before that period ended.
So, Gordon, we saw what Kessler did to Shea Weber in this format to see this, and there's a lot of people around the NHL, forget the general managers, there's a lot of other people around the NHL shaking their heads going, this is nuts to have. But when you tell players this matters, they are not going to ease up because it's a prelim game, and that's why I wonder if we're going to see this again because of the number of injuries that are going to mount over the next couple of weeks.
So two sides to that, I guess. I mean, the Islanders lost John Tavares, right, after Sochi.
Right.
And it was a disaster for them. He's their best player, obviously one of the best players in the league, in a tournament which they get no revenue. Now, that could have happened to John Tavares in any game, but the Islanders' point is it happened in a game that he wasn't playing for us. I guess the point here is that he is playing for NHL revenue. These guys are playing. They're getting money out of this because the Players Association and the teams are getting money out of this. So I guess he's playing for his employers, I suppose. But do you want NHL players to play in the Olympics? All of you.
Yes, I do.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I do.
You can't have this and the Olympics.
Why not?
You simply can't.
I'm greedy.
Because it's too much on the players. You're asking too much of the players.
But what if the players want it? Is this players driven, or the players are saying, or the players get to shape it as opposed to the owners driving it? Like who's driving this bus first? Who got on board?
Well, this is an NHL initiative.
Okay. And the NHL players said, okay, as long as this happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot to ask of players to have these training camps. And don't forget now, a subset of players, like Zuccarello, right, had to play for his country in Olympic qualifying last week, and now he's playing in this for Team Europe, and then we'll go play for the Rangers in a full season. And the Olympic qualifying tournament is enormous for those small countries. And I know you can sneer all you want at the little countries getting pounded by Canada and all that stuff. To play for your country in the Olympic Games, for a lot of those players, is maybe the highlight of their careers. Probably will be the highlight of their careers.
Finish up with Gord Miller, who's normally with us every Wednesday after 6 on Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Pierre Maguire will join us after 6. Sean?
By the way, I will tell you,
yep.
Maguire Golf, Maguire Family Golf, is unlike anything you've ever seen.
Oh, you've been part of it?
Oh, my God.
How much beer is consumed?
It's like wrestling. Like it's like they taunt each other.
Oh, it's like the touch football at the Kennedy compound.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they'll yell at you, too. I played in the fivesome with him and his brothers, and
sure.
Like, they're yelling at me for missing five-footers. Like,
yeah. I wanted to just switch to CFL for a second. Because
yeah,
last
Gord was in town, yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, I kind of want to ask, because I know that you've done a couple games with Matt Dunnigan. Matt Dunnigan calling out Daron Carter.
Yeah.
Called him a cancer.
Eesh.
And what Carter responded the same way when Matthew Schneider... I remember this Rajon Tremblay column in La Presse, and people around town were saying, the guy's in Florida at Expos training camp. How could he, as if he couldn't get on a phone and talk to people? But it was that Matthew Schneider was a cancer, and he talked at length to somebody who wasn't Jacques Demers, but a big deal on the Canadiens at the time. I don't think he ever revealed his source, so I'm not going to do it here. But and Matthew Schneider's response to that was, I'm a Gemini. And so Daron Carter, I think, is what, a Sagittarius?
Aries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'll take your word for it. I think there's other ways to express that view and not use that word. I think calling someone a cancer is not what I'd want to do. But Matt has his opinion, and he's, feels very strongly about it, and I just think there's a different word to use. But it's amazing there, because it just seems like everyone has their own agenda. Like, who's looking out for the team here? Who's saying, okay, look, what's best for the team here? And I would include Jim Popp in that. Like, him coaching the team is not in the best interest of the team, I would say.
No, I think that's why.
It's so hard when the waters get rough. That's the true test of character, right? That's the true test of team and character.
Yep.
When things go badly and the finger pointing starts and the anger starts and the me starts, and that's really tough to stop. And it happens in all sports, right? Reggie Jackson, don't ask me why we lost. I was 3-for-4. My favorite friend, the Mad Bomber Banks from UNLV. I don't know why we lost. I shot the ball tremendously.
I look at you, ask who's looking. I don't look at Jim Popp. I look at Anthony Calvillo, who has been designated the future head coach. This is all he's going to learn from this.
And I got to go higher than that. I got to go to owner Robert Wettenhall, who's done so many great things for the franchise, but picking his own.
And Jim Popp's a heck of a GM. I mean, Jim Popp is a tremendous general manager, peerless really over the last two decades. So, but coaching is clearly not working for him.
When do you and Pierre hook up on NBC?
I don't know. I just.
But you are doing games together, right?
Pardon me?
You are doing games together, though, right?
I believe so, yeah. I haven't looked at the. I just got my NBC games the other day, but I've not received a schedule of who I'm working with yet. So I don't know that.
Good to talk to you again.
Nice talking to you, too, Mitch.
Not too crazy today.
Wasn't too crazy? I'll be better next time.
We'll try again next Wednesday after 6.
I'll aim for crazy next time.
This guy was crazy, though.
I don't think they'll win a game in their pool.
Not even a game?
No.
Okay,
I don't think
why not?
They can beat Sweden, Finland, or Russia.
Why not?
I love the idea. I love their team. I think they're fast. I think they're skilled. But guess what? The Swedes and the Finns and the Russians are skilled too.
Craig Button.